This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. Getting tough in South Florida. New moves because of a surge in coronavirus cases in the state. CBS's David Begno is there.
Miami-Dade County is racing to roll back their reopening. They've reimposed a curfew. They're rolling back the reopening of entertainment venues. Hospitalizations have more than doubled in the last 2 weeks, and nearly one out of every four tests being performed right now is coming back positive.
Florida reporting a new daily high yesterday, more than 10,000 cases and another 9,500 this morning. The virus has tempered 4th of July enthusiasm in many parts of the country. This woman in Southern California tells us,
as a human being and for myself, I won't be going, but I'll be able to watch from my condo. But this year, I don't think it's worth it.
Not worth it for fireworks. President Trump goes to Mount Rushmore today for fireworks. And about going out, CBS's Dr. John LaPook says,
outdoors is safer than indoors. If you're in a restaurant, I would have a lot of qualms about doing that, especially if it's indoors. Everything has to go right. There are so many different variables.
Britain says the U.S. has not made a formal request to interview Prince Andrew. Attention's turned to him after the arrest in New Hampshire of Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend, for allegedly luring girls for sexual abuse. Brad Edwards is a lawyer for some of Epstein's accusers.
Without Ghislaine, the Jeffrey Epstein that everybody grew to know, the monster that ultimately was able to gain access to dozens and dozens, if not over 100 female victims, he couldn't have existed. She created him.
Several people arrested in Portland, Oregon late last night after a demonstration got violent. Windows were broken at two government buildings. Some fires were set. Overseas, a mystery. CBS's Cammy McCormick tells us what we know.
The UN Nuclear Agency says it's detected slightly elevated levels of radioactivity today in Northern Europe. It's unclear where it's coming from. The agency has contacted many countries and all say nothing has happened on their territory to explain it, although they are detecting the higher levels. The IAEA is stressing that the concentrations of particles are very low and pose no threat to human health or the environment.
An online video and messages claim responsibility for a fire at a nuclear site in Iran. It's one of the most highly guarded places in the country. Outside Phoenix overnight, police say a man fatally shot a bystander while robbing a gas station convenience store, then died in a shootout with someone else. Wall Street is quiet today. Markets are closed. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a young guy, and I think I'll always be on it. Just for me, I'm by myself, so I don't really cook extravagant meals. So I was looking to kind of get a balanced diet, eat the easiest way. But I noticed way more clearer of a head, and I like get out of work and I still have the energy to hit the gym hard.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code FRUITS.
President Trump just tweeted, and he says the new book Blitz is hot and calls David Horowitz a great author. Already a number one bestseller, Blitz makes predictions about Trump that will shock you. Blitz is at bookstores or see the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to blitz411.com, blitz411.com. Mike Huckabee says if everyone read Blitz, Trump would win. Newsmax says it's the best book of 2020. Get Blitz or call 800-NEWSMAX for the free offer.
Pieces of history have turned up in an unexpected place in North Carolina's capital city.
The intrigue began when experts started opening a metal box found in the base of a Confederate statue removed from the grounds of the North Carolina State Capitol. A button from Confederate General Robert E. Lee's dress coat and a strand of hair from his horse are among the things found in the 125-year-old box. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Well, major league teams beginning work today in training camps for the start of the abbreviated season. Some instruction is going to be done remotely. Officials of some teams say they're convinced at least some fans will be allowed at games later on in the year. And there's word the Players Union doubled its liquid investments over the past 2 years as it braces for contract talks that could prompt a lockout in 2022. Steve Kathan, CBS News.